It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislature restarted its session this week after putting it on hold in mid-March because of the coronavirus. And they're moving fast. IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarek is with me. She's been covering it. So there have been daily protests in several Iowa communities sparked by the killing of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Does there seem to be any renewed interest in racial justice policies with the legislature given the events this week?
There's a group of Democrats that are proposing three policies to help prevent police violence. They would be banning police chokeholds, making it illegal to rehire officers for misconduct, and ensuring the attorney general can investigate and prosecute police misconduct. Representative Roz Smith, a Democrat, he said that this is a way to begin to respond to the crisis and to help bring justice to George Floyd. And he mentioned other legislation that's been brought forth previously that hasn't passed, including anti-racial profiling legislation and minority impact statements. And overall, there has been quite a bit more discussion of racial injustice and racial disparities at the state house than what you typically hear there.
Okay, you mentioned the Democrats. They're not in control of either chamber. Republicans are. Do they seem on board at all with the discussions that are taking place?
Some Republicans, including the governor, Kim Reynolds, say that they're committed to listening to Black Iowans' concerns and to working on these proposals that the Democrats have brought forward, having conversations. But the people who are pushing for change say that they need to act now, though, that these problems and the proposed solutions have been out there for a very long time, and none of this is really new information. Reynolds was asked about this at a press conference yesterday. She didn't really commit to pushing any racial justice legislation through before the end of the session, but said she wants to keep working on it. She did talk about her push to automatically restore felon voting rights. That's something that disproportionately affects Black Iowans. Yesterday, she signed into law a bill that would put some restrictions on who can automatically get voting rights restored. Most Democrats disagree with those restrictions, but the governor says that they were necessary to get Senate Republicans on board with passing the constitutional amendment to restore felon voting rights, and that's something that they might advance today.
Okay, so what about the coronavirus pandemic? Have there been any bills introduced this week regarding COVID-19 and the state?
House Republicans have a new proposal that would give more protections to businesses against coronavirus-related lawsuits. There's been issues in Iowa with major coronavirus outbreaks at meatpacking plants and nursing homes, and this bill was approved by a committee on Wednesday, and it could get debated by the full House of Representatives as early as today. It would prevent lawsuits that are related to coronavirus exposure unless the business intended to cause harm or if someone had to be hospitalized or died as a result. Republicans say that they want to protect business owners and healthcare providers from improper lawsuits, but Democrats say that it gives immunity to bad actors. And the AARP is also against this because of protections that it would give to long-term care facilities.
Okay, there was also a bill that had to do with medical cannabis. Where does that stand right now?
That's awaiting the governor's signature. Right now, Iowa limits medical cannabis products to 3% THC. This would change the limit to 4.5 grams of THC over 90 days, with some exceptions, and that would allow for more potent products, but it would limit the total amount of THC people can buy. This was the policy preferred by the governor, so she's likely to sign it, because it came as a recommendation from the Medical Cannabis Advisory Board. Last year, Governor Reynolds vetoed a bill with more THC, a higher THC limit, that had a lot of broad support. This new bill, Democrats don't like it. They're concerned some patients won't be able to get enough THC to relieve their chronic pain. Some other aspects of the bill slightly expand the medical cannabis program in other ways, like allowing people with PTSD to qualify for it.
Okay, finally, there was also a bill that has to do with allowing more guns in public places. What is this?
This bill prevents local governments from enacting stricter gun accessory policies than the state. It also requires local governments to provide armed security if they ban guns in public buildings. Republicans have been frustrated with local governments trying to pass gun restrictions. For example, when the Des Moines City Council wanted to ban high-capacity magazines, Democrats tried to amend this bill to require police to have just as much de-escalation training as they do firearms training, but Republican leaders didn't allow a vote on that amendment.
All right, IPR state government reporter Katarina Sestarek, thank you.
Thanks, Clay.